This is my Bible.
It is
the word of truth.
I am
what it says I am.
I can do
what it says I can.
I'm a believer
and not a doubter.
I'm a doer
and not just a hearer.
I'm humble before the Lord.
I'm obedient to the Lord.
I'm mature in the Lord.
I'm enthusiastic about the Lord.
I know that.
Faith comes by hearing,
and hearing by
the word of God.
Amen.
Let's look in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we're coming from the topic today, connect the dots.
Amen.
Connect the dots. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Connect the dots. For visitors, I am an illustrator. God put that on me, and I don't know why. But that's who I am, and I'm going to follow his direction.
Amen.
All right, man? My objective this morning is I want to encourage you to stay connected to God. He has a plan for your life. All you have to do is connect the dots, step by step. I want you to remember three things. All God's ways are perfect.
Amen.
All God's works are perfect.
Amen.
And all God's words are perfect.
All right.
You remember those three things and you're going to make it a long way. Because we seem to think he needs our help. We seem to think he needs our suggestions. We seem to think he needs our input. Well, I stopped by to tell you, God is all-knowing. He has it laid out, your dots to follow. All you got to do is seek him, and he's going to lead you through it. Amen?
Amen?
A dot. Done or proceeding in a series or simple and usual predictable steps. A signal or intent, an act of creation. The beginning and origin of everything. The Hebrew word for dot is dagash. Connect. To bring together or into contact so that a real or notional link is established. To join together so as to provide access and communications. In John 15, 4 and 7, it says, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. He wants to connect with you. If you stay joined to me and I to you, you will produce plenty of fruit. But separated from me, you won't be able to do nothing. It says anything, I say nothing. If you don't stay joined to me, you will be like a branch that has been thrown out and dried up. He said, stay connected to him. One of the things, it was funny, I got this connected dot. He'll give it to me, and then if it's not from God, there'll be no confirmation. In the minister's meeting, my brother, I told him I was going to talk about it. He kept saying over and over again, I got to connect the dots first. I got to connect the dots. I said, okay, God, I hear you. At work, I kept hearing, connect the dots, connect the dots. Little girl came to Dollar Tree. She wanted the book, and she didn't know what the name of the book was, but she said, you know, you go from one to two. I say, connect the dots. I got it. So evidently, he wants y'all to pay attention to connecting them dots. One thing about the connect the dots is you start at one, and you go from dot to dot, and where do you end up? Back at one. And that's what God is trying to show you. He's going to start you off, And if you follow each and every one of his dots, you're going to end up back to him. And that's where he wants you, back to him. Let's look at Jeremiah for a minute. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. Not because he was a crybaby, but because he grieved over the wickedness of his people and the impending judgment the nation had provoked. Sometimes we should see things that make us cry.
Amen.
But we don't. Sometimes when we see children doing things they should, it should make us want to weep. We need to weep for them. We need to weep for their parents. We need to weep for their future. We need to weep for all of it. Sometimes we see somebody on the side of the road with this big sign to say, God bless me. We need to weep. We need to cry out because there's a problem. But we looked the other way. We looked the other way. Now, this was the funny thing about Jeremiah. God set him aside before he was even born. His dots were in place, and his assignment was planned out. He was to carry a message to his people, and it was a hard message. It was a message of gloom, a message nobody wanted to hear. God told him, don't get married and don't have no children, because if you do, they're going to die with everybody else. This straight out the gate now. You can't have no wife. You can't have no children. And he said, and when your friends die, don't you even shed a tear. I'm paraphrasing now, y'all. Stay with me. Stay with me. He said, you can't mourn them. Let them go. You know why? Because those friends you think are your friends ain't your friends. So don't cry over them. He said, your neighbors. Your neighbors. Don't even think about it. Because guess what? They plotting to kill you. He put it to them. So I'm here to tell you, watch your friends. Watch your neighbors. Because they may not be who you think they are. Those same friends, those same neighbors will take you off the path sometime where God has set you for. Jeremiah. He was set apart from any human companionship. He had to turn to God as his father, as his friend, as his confidant. That's all he had. You know, sometimes friends, neighbors, and even family can hold you back.
Amen.
Change your mind.
Amen.
And sometimes get you off a track to the point that you get disconnected. Jeremiah's so-called friends made fun of him. They didn't listen to his message. You know, you go to your friends and family first when you find out something happened. You know, if it came out and you got this little piece of information, tomorrow Atlanta's going to be bombed. The first thing you're going to do is get on that phone and call the people you know. Your family, your friends, everybody you know. But you know, I still watch them, sci-fi movies. And let me tell you about calling your folks trying to tell them stuff finna happen. If y'all have noticed on the sci-fi movie, when they get into a dangerous situation, like going in a haunted house or whatever, whatever, it's always one person that say, we shouldn't go. Let's go home. Let's turn around. It's always one person. And what do they do to that one person? Shut up. We know what we're doing. We got this. Ain't nobody going to bother you. And they go in and get killed. Every time. So that's the way Jeremiah was. He was telling them. He said, hey, look here. If you don't turn back from your wicked ways, it's doomed. But just like the sci-fi movie, we got this. Because what? They were listening to false prophets. The prophets was telling them, it's just going to be 5 years. But God told him 70 years. It was going to take 70 years. And he was going to bring them back to the land. I jumped ahead of myself. I know. This gets good. This gets good. I was telling one of my brothers, I said, you know, when Pastor give me a word, he shouldn't tell me I'm going to preach a month ahead of time because I be digging. I be finding everything. What color shoes they had on, what kind of glass, I be finding everything. So I have to dwindle it down to what, 15 minutes? Okay. So there you go. So he said, this is what's going to happen. 70 years. Well, which sound better? 5 years or 70 years? The five. I'll take the five for 200. There you go. The five sounded better. So they listened to them. Jeremiah, you talking stuff. We don't believe you. Your God don't know. The people we've talked to told us 5 years. And that's what we're going with. Well, y'all know what happened, right? They went in that haunted house, and they were doomed. Jeremiah had a heart. But you know, it's special because God molded him and got him ready and told him, don't have nobody close to you. I got you on an assignment. I got you on a mission. Your dots are already ordered. Now, I have a question for you. Has God set you aside? Has he ordered your steps? Better yet, are you following the order he put your steps in?
Amen.
Amen. Are you set aside in such times as this? A time when the enemy is running to and fro, Amen. Trying to corrupt as many as he can before his demise. Are you set aside for a time when false prophets sound good and are tempting to sway you and get you off your path? Are you set aside in a time when we are mixing secular with godliness? We don't know what is what. You know, we just got it all blended up there and there together to make it sound good.
Amen.
Are you set aside in a time when we are letting things slide? Because we're afraid to get involved and stand up and say, no. Are you set aside at a time when we pick out scriptures that make us feel good? The other ones, that don't affect me, so I ain't gonna read it. Are you set aside at a time when our brothers and sisters are crying out for guidance and we don't feel as though it's our concern? Are you set aside at a time when we rearrange our dots to fit our time limits in the day instead of connecting them as God has ordained them? And we wonder why things are not working out for us. The dots were orchestrated before you were born. He put them in a place just for you. You can't take my dot and I can't take yours. And the strange thing about the dots is he has it illustrated where this dot, and then he gives you space before you step on the next dot.
That's right.
Then once you get that dot good, he gives you a little more space before you step on the next dot. But some of us, we look over there and say, now, I can do one, and I can do two, but I'm going to go to four and slip out on three.
Amen.
Each dot is to prepare you for the next one. If you miss that third dot, you don't know what was waiting for you on that third dot.
Amen.
You don't know who you missed ministering to on that third dot. You don't know what blessings he had for you on that third dot because you done skipped it. And then you try to turn around and come back. You can't go back. It's over. Let's keep going forward. And that's what he was trying to tell the children. Okay, you start worshiping idol gods. Okay, But guess what? Let's go forward. Repent so you can go on to your next dot. But they didn't. Okay. Hard-headed folks. You know what my grandma used to say about a hard head? All right. So there are three ways that you can disconnect. It's more than three, but these are three today. Three ways that you can disconnect from your path, from your dot. The first way is that you don't acknowledge that God has ordered your steps.
Yeah. Amen.
You take credit for it all. Let's turn to Leviticus 26 and 14. Way back there. Some of us got to look in the thing. It's okay. Leviticus. Because it's a hard lesson to learn sometimes. And you know, one of the things about it, Leviticus is a place where he made it plain. There was no question what he said. Leviticus 14 to 20. And it says, but if you do not obey me and do not observe all of these commandments, don't it say it? And if you despise my statutes, or if your soul harbors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my commandments, I will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. And after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength shall be spent in vain. That's what he said, isn't it? If you don't let him order your steps, and you do it on your own, disobedience. The second one is standing still. All right. Now, what did I say? One, two, somebody stepped over three, but I'm going to hit three. Three, keep moving. He gives you a little space, but keep moving. Because when you stand still, nothing gets done. Are you afraid to move to three? Are you afraid to move to four? Seven don't look good to you? You got to go through all of them. Don't stand still. And three are for you road runners. Moving too fast. You don't listen. Oh, one, two, three, four, five. Oh, I'm doing real good. You ain't stopped.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead.
What you running for? You don't get there.
Amen.
But when you rush through stuff, you miss stuff. You miss opportunities. I've learned that. When I come in the morning, sometimes I go to going and get to going. And then I look back and I say, I forgot my V8. trying to get it done. I forgot my nourishment. I forgot my prayers. I forgot my worship. I forgot my praise. I forgot what I was supposed to do before I moved on. That's a part of it. You have to stay intact. How do you know that you're intact? Let's turn to Psalms 139. I love the way David, see, he knew about them dots way back then. David said, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I lay my bed in hell, behold, you're even there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall follow me, even the night shall be light about me." And you can go on and on and on with David. He said, "Look here, you with me. I have no reason not to follow the dots, because you're there with me at all times. So you have ordained these dots for me, because you're right here with me." You know, we have many, many illustrations in the Bible about what dots, how dots change people's lives. Let's think about Moses. Moses born a baby at a time when they want all male children killed. Moses' mama put him in the water. He went to his next dot down the Nile. Somebody waiting to get him. See how them dots work together? What if she had a knot, put the dot in the water? What if the soldiers had gotten there a little early and killed him? But see, this shows you how God predicts your dots. Okay, there are bad things happening, but you're protected by his hedge of protection. She put him in the water, dot one. Somebody got him, dot two. He ended up in the palace, dot three. Move with it now. Yeah. Move with it. Yeah. Brought up in knowledge in the palace. Abraham's servant just happened to find Rebecca while he was praying, and she was everything and more than Abraham and Isaac could ever desire. Ruth was gleaning. Wasn't she doing it? She was gleaning. And Boaz saw her. Y'all who looking for your Boaz, you need to go gleaning. You need to step on dot three. Maybe that's where your dot is. Josiah happened to find the word of God when he began to cleanse the temple. And it goes on. Philip, Enoch, reading Isaiah 53, who found he found good time in the desert. There you go. Oasis, I got it. Oasis in the desert. Paul's nephew just happened to overhear a murder plot against him that saved his life. Oh, I can go deep with this here. I told you, don't let Pastor give me no more. I can go through it. I can go through it. But these are all the things that happen because of the dot system. You can choose to obey or disobey. It's your choice. thoughts you think were made by your parents and your grandparents affecting you to do so. And that's one of the things I want to tell the kids who are going off to college. Okay, I pray that you chose a college that is good for you and not because your friends went. Amen. I told you about the friend. Amen. I pray that you are focused on what you need to do and not what somebody else said you need to do. I pray that you prayed about this before you made choices and what you're going to study. People often wonder, why did they come back home? They stopped falling to die.
Amen.
Children, if you're listening to me, if God ordained you to be where you're going, follow your dots. Don't forget what your parents taught you. Don't get side to side.
Amen.
I know it's a new experience. I know it's newness. Focus on your dots. You can have fun later. There you go. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Now, when, oh, and there are a few dots that you make up yourself, and they call, like we said, the disobedient dots. 1, 2, 2.5. Ain't no 2.5 in there. 3, 4, 4.5. Ain't no 4.5 in there. Solid. God is not a God of confusion. And he's not going to send you somewhere that you're not equipped. So these half are yours. So when you get stuck in there in the water and you're trying to, well, should I go back to 3 or go forward to 4? That's you. Because you put that little half in there. He told you to step over that sin and be solid. He told you to keep going around them friends and be solid. He told you not to look back, but to go forward. God ain't playing about this here. He ain't playing about this here. These dots have to stay connected. Now, how do we know when we're not connected with God? How many of you have ever felt like, I don't know if that's the right thing to do today?
Amen.
I don't know if it's going to work out. I need to pray about this thing. If there's question in your mind, you're probably on a half a dot. Because like I said, God is not a God of confusion. If he tell you to go from here to 3304, he mean go from here to 3304. Don't stop at the corner store. Don't stop at Winn-Dixie. Don't stop at Walmart. He tells you to go from here to 3304. Well, I don't know if I got enough gas to make it. He told you to go from here to 3304. He didn't ask you about gas or anything. If he told you to go, you got it. Because it's something there that needs you.
Amen.
It's something that needs you. I had a lady the other day, and it hurt my heart. I wanted to weep. She said, I needed somebody at the church and wasn't nobody there. I said, what church you went to? She said, I guess I have to wait till Sunday to get some help. I said, what help you, what you need? Church right here, what you need? I'm right here, I'm here, what you need? Well, I need this, that, no problem, let me make a phone call. And that's the way we should be. Nobody in the building, church right here. And what she needed was easy peasy, easy, easy, phone call away. But for somebody to say, I went and there was nobody there. That means people are still believing that this is the church. They're not seeing us. I told my boss the other day, I was late, and I had on a T-shirt, and, you know, we can't say Jesus, whatever. Had on a T-shirt, and he said, "You can't wear that." I said, "Okay, if I can't wear this, you better not dress up for Halloween." Somebody got to stand up and say no. I said, it doesn't even say Jesus on it, but it illustrates the holiness.
Amen.
And so he said, "Well, you know I have to dress up, blah, 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 blah." I said, "I was going to tell you I was running late, you know, and I really got another shirt in the car. I was going to explain that, but since you boldly attacked me, I'm going to boldly say no." And that's what we got to do. When you're on that dot, he means for you to preach and minister on that dot. He don't mean for you to just stand there and be quiet. He means for you to say something. Say something. "No, I will not. No, I'm not going. No, I'm not taking that." But we scared we're going to get fired. He gave me that job. He'll give me another one. Now, all due respect, don't go and blast your, let me tell you, let me make it plain. Don't go in there tomorrow and blast your boss. Now, you ain't got no reason. You got to have some words to stand on that. Don't go in there and get messed up now and say, "Sister Simone said that I can say anything I wanted to." No, you have to do it in respect. And you have to do it because God told you to do it.
Amen.
Now go in there and blast that man out and you be shocked. You can't move in with me. I'm sorry. Okay. Your dots. Your dots. One thing about your dots, as you move on your dots, God is pruning you. One of the hardest part of my dot, can I talk about me for a minute?
Amen.
When I started out on my dots, they were easy. Easy, easy, easy. I could be here every time the doors open. I could do whatever, whatever. Children upstairs, downstairs, around the corner, in the back, blah, 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 blah. And then as I keep going on the dots, they're getting a little harder. And he knew that back then.
Yes, he did.
So he said, "Your works are following you." So when you get of our age, I ain't looking at nobody, and you can't do what you did in dot 1, 2, 3, and 4, don't stop. That's one of the hardest lessons we learn. We want to stop. He don't mean for you to stop. He means for you to step on that new dot. Because there's something new for you to do.
Yeah.
And it's just for you. And you can do it. With your health issues, with whatever, you can do that new dot. But you don't know that until you step on it. And see what's there. Long as you're back here looking at it, you get kind of, I don't believe I can go on. Ain't nothing else for me to do. And he said, "All I want you to do is step out on that dot. And I'm going to show you a newness that you've never had." And what he brought to my attention was Sarah. Then Sarah said, "I can't have no, I'm old. Can't have no more babies. All dried up." And what she do? Bam. There you go. So for us of our age, it's some dots out there we can do.
Amen.
If it ain't nothing but teaching the young ones. Look here. When I was on dot 2, this is what I did. And I know you can. Or sit there in the chair and say, "Look, I want to do this, so you're going to do it for me. Now, you're going to run this race. Because when I'm gone, you're what's left." So don't sit there and go, "Ain't nothing else for me to do." He said, "Keep stepping. Keep stepping. Keep stepping." Okay, so, in all of this, I told you, y'all should see the stuff I looked up. But in all of this, one of the great things that I learned about God You know I got to illustrate. Because I want y'all to always, and let me show you something funny about this here thing. Anybody ever played this before? Y'all didn't never play Connect Four before? Come on now, come on, come on, people. It's not a gambling game. Don't be ashamed to say you ain't never played, that you didn't play Connect Flow. Now, if you pay for money now, that's all right. So, in this game, and I give this to my son, Kenny. This is his favorite game. This young man is almost 40 years old, and this is his game. When we go for our reunion, when we go to our family gathering on Thanksgiving, if Connect Four ain't there, he will go out and buy one. So, he taught me something, though. He's the one that was the fighter. And he taught me something about Connect Four that I didn't understand. And today I understand. See how God connected them dots? So what he said was, Mama, life is funny. I said, okay. He said, sometimes you think you can't make it. That's his term. He said, but then you make it. That's my term. He said, then he come back and attack you. That's his term. But then God show you, you ain't even got to go that way. My turn. Then he say, it appears. Can y'all see over there? It appears. It appears that he finna win. He say, but when God step in, Connect Four. Y'all got that? Me, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God.
Amen.
So, what happens is, I ran out of chips. I got some more. Don't fear. I got plenty. It looked like he done encapped me around me. But as long as y'all are connected, can't nothing happen to you. He can't take away your win. He can't touch you. Ask Job. All he can do is scare you and make you think that he's overcoming you. So what I'm telling you today is you got to stay connected. Because as long as you're connected, he can't touch you. There's something called a hedge of protection around you that protects you from anything that comes your way. He can take your money. He can't touch you. He can take your friends. He can't touch you. He can take, sometimes even try to take your mind. He can't touch you. He keep on trying to take things from you. But God says, as long as you're connected with me, he can't get to you. Think about that thing. He can't get to you. He can try to erase stuff, but he cannot get to you. He said, keep your dots connected with him. And as long as you're connected with him, the enemy cannot get to you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Now, some of us think that God's way is slow, ain't moving fast enough for us. Some of us feel that he don't know about today's day and age. Stuff happening today that he don't understand. Remember the beginning? God's ways are what? Perfect. God's word is what? Perfect. He got you. He don't need your help. He don't need you to explain. But think about Jeremiah. At times he got mad at God because it was his friend. He said, God, why? Why you took our Bobo? We grew up together. Couldn't you just let him live? Why can't I have a wife and children like everybody else? Why? He will allow you to ask him why. But as soon as he give you that answer, you better turn that thing around.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he let Jeremiah vent. You can vent. We do. You can vent. God, come on now. Not another pill. I said every time I go to the doctor, not another one. I can barely swallow what you gave me. What? But then I have to repent and say, but I'm healed by your stripes.
Yeah.
So what a pill? It can always be worse.
Right.
So you can go to God and say, but you better turn it around and give him the glory, give him the praise, and give him the honor. Because the dots he got for you are awesome. No matter what happens in each one of those dots, you will return to him. And that is the aim of our game.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I have some appeals.